Lane on a Tuesday afternoon. A man, I feel like a woman. That's what she says. Who am I to argue? Barry Chapman's in the house. So Chapman Plumbers, our sponsor of the news. And always lovely to see you on a Tuesday, Barry.
Hello.
Did you have a good weekend? A good Father's Day?
Ah, it was fantastic, man. I did some good strolling around the Saltrock and Sheffield area. I did a good 16 Ks, 8 one day and 8 the next day. Just explored some areas. It's amazing when you're walking how much more you see than when you're just driving, zipping around all over the place.
There's an incredible development when you just, if you're heading on the Flag Farm Road, the Sheffield Road, suddenly there's a whole new block of flats coming up on the right opposite Sheffield's Manor.
Sheffield Manor, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, wow, when did they? I didn't know they were starting those. Next, I mean, they're almost finished.
Well, I think you're going to blink soon and most of that road is going to be busy. We drove down to that manor house over the weekend and they've closed off the old dirt road that ran through to Flag Farm and it now goes all the way up to Seaton and at a junction there and then comes all the way back down. It was quite awkward. You know, you've driven that road for like 25 years.
Is it all tarred now?
No, I reckon the tar is coming in the next couple of weeks, I would think.
Okay.
It's very, very close.
So it's all happening and it's good. It's exciting. There's development and there's a good feeling, generally speaking, that the economy is on the up and up. Well, it's starting to show signs. The property market apparently is showing signs of revival, which is lovely. The latest announcements from the political front seem to indicate that there are developments that are positive for the province.
Well, I certainly think international investment and even local investment is going to increase drastically just with that comfort and confidence that there's that government of national unity. So,
well, yeah, and you know the local provincial government is looking because there was, of course, a couple of weeks ago the people were not necessarily as positive as they
run away
right now. I think are rightfully feeling there's every chance that we're going to start seeing good things, but we won't go and preempt anything like that. We'll just continue chatting about the subject at hand, which is today. Do you know where your water meter is and, more importantly, where your shut-off valve is in case of any kind of waterborne emergency? And that's an incredibly important thing. Barry, you have information to share on that subject.
Yeah, so, Dave, just from my side, actually twice in the last week I've had two clients phone me. The one had an electrician working in his place busy putting in some fiber cables or something like that, and they drilled a hole through a wall where they didn't think there was a pipe, so they didn't use the pipe locator thing and drilled straight through a pipe.
It's amazing how often that happens. I mean, it's like Murphy's Law almost. You've got a wall, and you which is quite a large space, surface, and then you've got a pipe which is tiny. And the chances of hitting it are like pin the tail on the donkey, and yet you've heard countless.
Man, Dave, like DIY dad. You know, DIY dad comes in 7 o'clock at night and the wife's been banging him. Come on, you've got to put up the mirror or the cabinet in the bathroom. Been asking you for 6 weeks, and the guy's like, fine, okay, I'll do it.
Straight into the pipe.
And you get that phone call. I don't know where to turn the water off. I'm sticking my finger in the hole.
It's a nightmare because what do you do if you can't find the what is it called? A universal...
Yeah, just your isolation valve, the shut-off valve. So every property is going to be different. But every water meter on a property should have an isolation valve on it.
At the meter.
Okay. So just after the meter, there should be an isolation valve. But how many people want to go running around trying to find the water meter in the middle of the night? Or even in the middle of the day? I mean, some of the properties in Sheffield and Salt Rock, you've got to be an extreme athlete to get up and down some of those driveways. But around majority of your houses, the water will enter into your property at a certain point. The older houses, you're going to have to probably go down to the water meter because you have multiple takeoff points. But the new houses, you have one or two takeoff points that feed into the property. Generally closest to your geyser, wherever your geyser is installed, and it should be just above the ground on the outside of the house. So just as a little thing of caution, go do the little exercise this afternoon when you get home after work, and go have a little trot around the house and find that valve. Yeah. Make sure that your valve at your water meter is working. Make sure the valve on the outside is working, because we had a client that phoned us, that one where the guys drilled through the pipe, and they ran down to the water meter and they went to shut the water meter because they couldn't find any internal valves, and the water meter valve didn't work.
Oh, wow. Whose responsibility is that? Is that because it's on the... on the your side of the
it's
meter
in the water meter box, the water okay. meter box so is belongs that to the service provider.
Okay,
yeah, but it is always advisable within a meter of the water meter to put your own isolation valve in, so that you know that you have a sturdy, strong point to isolate your water going into your property. So important.
And if you are not particularly keen or able to do this research yourself, give Chapman Plumbing a ring. They will send someone out to come and find it for you and identify it, and maybe even check it, because it's also useful. It's no use having a, as you've just mentioned, you've got a cutoff switch that doesn't work. What's the point of that? So test it, make sure that it is working, because you know the inconvenience and the drama of having a domestic flood as a result of a mishap, and it's then becomes a nightmare, insurance nightmare.
We went to a house middle of last week where the geyser burst. The geyser wasn't installed correctly. The drip tray didn't have the correct falls on it, and the drip tray started overflowing into the ceiling. Now it's running double-story house, overflowing. The ceiling now collapsed inside the bathroom going into the bedroom. The water then started running out the bedroom on carpeted floors, down the stairs into the main part of the house. Nobody could find where to turn the water off.
Wow.
So an issue that could have been localized to just a bedroom or any something like that now became like half the house was buried underwater. And it does. Water causes unbelievable damage.
Yeah. It's typically the old adage, the stitch in time, etc. This is the stitch in time. Make sure that you know where your switch, the shut off isolator is, and make sure you know that it's working, and that's important. Then you had some rather sad news this week, which was, I think, I saw something on social media. One of your very close friends passed.
Yes, yeah. So the great legend, Mr. Hilton Rass, he was all three of the above, being a brother, a father, and a mentor to me growing up in Bolito. A phenomenal human being, and yeah, he passed away a week and a half ago, and I just wanted to put that little moment out, just a little shout out to the man and to his family and friends for everything that he did for this community. Yeah, the ex Salt Rock Beachmaster. He was an absolute legend. Lived, wow. And I think the biggest thing I'll take away with him that he taught me was live life. Don't sweat stuff that's behind you. Make sure you smile and laugh every day, because life is too short.
Wow, what a beautiful legacy, huh? I'm sorry for your loss. And seems like he was a real mensch, a good guy. And
top notch.
Yeah, just will be sadly and sorely missed by all who knew him and loved him. And that's it for today. But if you have a plumbing situation that you need attended to by the experts, well, what can we say? Listen to this.
Hi, I'm Kerry Miller, and recently my shit hit the fan, so I called Barry at Chapman Plumbing. Are you tired of dealing with a naughty drain that just won't behave? Ugh, is your water meter running like it's training for the Comrades Marathon? Well, it's time to call in the experts, and the experts are Chapman Plumbing. They're your drain specialist, your geyser specialist, and of course, your leak specialist. From plumbing, planning, to installing, checkups, and repairs. So when you need a plumber fast, call Barry at Chapman Plumbing. He's got you covered.